Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary. Some people today are surviving. Some are thriving, and it's because of daylight savings time. So it's time for another stirring round of yes or BS. This time concerning daylight savings time. Technically, it is daylight saving time. Singular. Although a lot of people say savings, and far more people Google that one, so saying it either way is considered now acceptable. So, on to yes or BS. The United States was the first country to institute daylight savings time. Yes or BS. Well, no, it's actually false. The Germans did it in 1916 during World War I to conserve energy. The rest of Europe followed suit soon thereafter, and the U.S. did it in 1918. Benjamin Franklin was the first person to come up with the idea. Well, according to most researchers, yes, he actually was. He proposed the basic idea in 1784. He had really no idea how to enforce it back then, and so he was kind of joking. But an Englishman named William Willett actually mapped out how to do it in the early 1900s. Yes or BS, despite the size of Russia, they do not observe daylight savings time. That's actually incorrect. They don't change their clocks because they're technically on permanent daylight saving time. The last time they did was when they sprang forward in 2011, and they stayed on that, which is very controversial because there are some people that wake up in Russia and it's still dark till 10 or 11 in the morning. And finally, because of daylight saving time, Americans use far less energy, about 8% less. Well, that's not even close to true. For example, California saves the most because of the weather being so mild and people will stay outside longer. But still, the amount of energy saved most of the time is well under 1%. That's my commentary. I'm Kevin O'Connor.